IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, this is IRIB English Radio Viewpoints program, and I'm Bita at your service. Today I have the honor to be the host of today's episode. With me I have two dear guests, Brother Ali and Brother Amit. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Welcome back to our episode. So today we're going to talk about a special sign of unity in our religion. As you know, there are many actions in our religion Islam that show the unity, the alliance of people and the hearts of people together. And we have to actually improve these actions to show to the world that we are here for the same guidelines. We are here to show you the right way to leave. And today, the main point and the main topic is the prayers of Friday or Namaz Jum'ah here, as you know. I want to ask you, what is the reason that I think the effect of this kind of way of worship is lighter and is somehow more ignorant in this society, in this actually new age?
When the Britishers colonized India, one of the British officers, one of the military men, they were walking through one of the streets in an Islamic area, in a Muslim area, and he had a Muslim advisor next to him permanently to kind of, you know, advise him on the local affairs. He heard this sound of Adhan, not once, but multiple times in the day, and he was worried. He asked him, what is this sound of Adhan? What is this? He didn't know Adhan, but he said, what is this? He said, oh, it's what the Muslims do before they pray. They call, they use the microphones to call the people to come to in a congregation to pray to God. And then he asked one very strategic question from this Muslim advisor. He says, does this prayer affect our government? He says, no. He said, instead of five, let them call 10 times a day. Right? The prayer and that Hajj, that Friday prayer, that does not bring opposition from the Taghut, from the pharaohs of the time, then that really doesn't have much effect on the Muslim Ummah or the unity of the Muslim Ummah, principally speaking.
I know.
So all in all, just in one sentence, what is the purpose and what is the philosophy beyond all this congregation is the unification of the Islamic Ummah. To enlighten Muslims with the affairs and the environment that they are in, the days that they are living in. And to know what to do, what strategies to take and how to present themselves in front of their enemies and how to establish and prepare the whole world for the establishment of that just government to come.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Ali and Amit, first for your beautiful description of this actually valuable worship in our religion. But the thing is, you've counted many things about a spiritual atmosphere that you will get when you go there, when you go Hajj, when you go to Friday prayers. And also the social aspect of this behavior, of this worship, that you will show to the world as Muslims that you are united, you are connected together as actually holy force here. But the thing is, as you know, there is a kind of political part of this action, you know. And for example, there is a question here, for example, in other countries, why should even a Muslim person go to, for example, Friday prayer to listen to another political matters and issues of, you know, another country? For example, a person Muslim in another country, a foreign country, go to the Friday prayers to listen to the problems of a country that he left, she left. So what? What is the reason? Why should be the reason? You know what?
You want to answer? Should I answer?
Yeah, sure,
it's your turn, but it has a very good answer, I think.
Yeah, I think that good answer could be safeguarded by yourself. I'm just going to give you the bad answer for now.
Yeah.
You see, I'm going to go from a different perspective, not from the perspective I'm sure that he's not going to use, just so that I'm going to leave the good answer once again to himself.
Okay.
You see, first of all, when we look at the Quran itself, we see that it is hudan linnas. It is a guidance to mankind. And when a commandment comes in the noble Quran, we are certain that it is for all times and it is for all people. not specific to a specific place. There are places in the Noble Quran where the Quran itself specified, for example, Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, Ya ayyuhal nas, Ya ayyuhal, for example, Ya ahl al-kitab.
Yeah.
The audience is specific time, Laylatul Qadr, specific place, Hajj, right? But there are certain things that are very open. For example, this the verse of the Noble Quran recited for the Friday prayer, the Jummah prayer. It wasn't specific to any location. It was specific to people. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, right? Those who believe, for Muslims, right? In addition to that, so when we can conclude that this Jummah prayer, when it comes to from an Islamic point of view, it's not specific to an Islamic government. It's for all.
Yeah.
Wherever the Muslims are, they should try to come, get themselves united, right? And have a congregation. Not necessarily... they can speak of, it's good that they speak of the affairs faced by the community, the Muslim community where they're living in, right? In addition to that, they can also speak politically wherever they have that position and that capability and capacity, right? Because yeah. I know at least in some of these countries, we have Muslim representatives in the parliaments. They have an effect in the legislation and the execution of the government of that country. So if, for example, in India, at least I can tell you, Muslims can come together, speak about the political issues that are that the Muslims are facing right in India itself, though it's not an Islamic government, but it's a government, but it's a country where many Muslims are living.
Mm-hmm.
The unification of Muslims in that country is more objective, it's more important than maybe some, Islamic country. Why? Yeah. Because in those countries, Muslims are more prone to aggression. They're more prone to, difficulties that we may not be facing. Yes, we do have difficulties in the Islamic countries. That's in its own time and place. But in the non-Muslim countries, they still have the difficulties that they face, specific difficulties. That can be solved in the Salatul Jama'ah. One other question. So the question I'd like to ask Mr. Ali over here is that you're talking about how the strengthening of, brotherhood and, being informed of the political and the Muslim affairs. Isn't that, quite easy for us in this day and age that we have these devices, these mainstream media, not we going to the media coming to us. Every single, second we have notifications on our phones about the news of the world. We even know things before time. Even before the time the Friday comes, we know the news, what's going on right now at this moment, just by a click of a search.
Yeah, that's a good question as well, because I want to start from the first question, inshallah, slowly we'll move to the other question. I want to tell you that I totally disagree with you, totally agree with you, sister, out of surprise, you might say. I totally agree with you that, we are not obliged to go to another country and sit and listen to the khutbahs or sermons of another imam who is not talking about the issues of our country.
Who is that person who is going to...
And that's why we say that, yes, the Hajj, the Muhammadan Hajj that the Holy Prophet actually prescribed and legislated is not being practiced today. At the time that the Prophet was doing the Hajj in the khutbahs of there, actually he was solving the issues of different Muslims from different parts of the country. From different parts of the world. So, look, in case we find different issues and problems in the Islamic Ummah, like Afghanistan, Pakistan, let's say Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Palestine, you see, we see lots of problems from different extremist groups. So where is the best place to talk about their issues? There. Usually in Islam, the khutbahs or the Friday prayer before people move to Arafat, that is some days before Hajj starts, is the most important khutbah or let's say sermons of the year. That's why it has to be done in a professional matter. But how is it being done now? It's just something, as
like
you said,
a
local. It's something quite, let's say, ridiculous and local.
Yeah.
And no, you will never, ever hear about the problems of Muslims in different parts of the world. You see, you just hear some, let's say, trivial issues on what, for example, happened in Saudi Arabia. We are not actually we are not actually criticizing the language. No, the language can be Arabic because Muslims, majority of Islamic Ummah, know Arabic or at least understand Arabic. So it can be in Arabic because this is the common language that we can establish and put between ourselves. But what should be said there? This is not what the Holy Prophet did. This is not the Sunnah of the Prophet. To be indifferent towards all the issues of the Islamic Ummah, just to pray for the health of the king of that area. No, brother, they have actually mistaken the purpose of this great gathering and congregation. So the best place to talk about the problems, the affairs of the Islamic Ummah is Hajj.
Yeah.
And it has been ignored. So we cannot find such issues to be resolved there. But the problem, as for your question that you said, while we have access to social media, isn't enough to sit somewhere and work on that. It's as if to say, okay, when I can perform my morning prayer while, in a robotic manner, so why should I perform it? When something is compulsory and obligatory on you, we have to perform it. Hajj is not something that optional for us in case we have the capacity and the ability to go for Hajj. So it is on our shoulder to go. So we cannot. So we can put it aside and then we can act through, cyberspace. No, it has to happen in that land. You see, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed it, not only for us, not only for Muslims, even for religions before us, even for Ibrahim, even for Moses, even for other prophets. If you study about the story of this bayt, this house of God, you see that it was sacred not only for Muslims, even for the religions before us. So it has to happen there. And the Muslims come and congregate and collect there and do their actions and rituals there. And a part of the rituals are, political requests and, economic and different issues and affairs that Muslims have in Islamic Ummah.
You mentioned robotic, and it recalled me of a story, of a movie rather. There is this movie called WALL-E, I'm not sure if you've seen it, where the people sitting on the beds and they're just speaking through a virtual platform and there are robots who are taking care of them. Mm. And at the end, when the robot essentially victoriously liberates the people from this virtual life, they understand how it feels to be really touched by one another. Mm. And I think it's very important that when we talk about the Friday prayer and the congregations, yes, we do understand, we do have news and we do have, many of these media coming together, but this virtual world is always different from the physical world. Mm. I had this brother who was consistently telling me about this, sister who is about to get married and stuff. And I was like, have you ever met her? Like, no, it was from Facebook. And then I was like, why don't you meet? You're getting married. Let's see each other. And then he got his permission from his parents and the sister got permission and so on. When they eventually met, he couldn't say a word in front of that sister, nor did the sister in front of the brother. Why? Because this virtual world, though you get the information, the data in your brain, but then the execution from the body itself, that, power of, being unified, like in the Friday prayer, is different.
Okay. One last point. Do we have time?
Yeah. No, not much, actually.
One short one. Okay.
One
last point. I just wanted to let you know that I remember one of the Friday prayers before Hajj starts. Mm-hmm. I was there and was listening to the Imam. Surprisingly, he was talking about how to shake hands and the etiquettes of shaking hands with another Muslim brother. And where almost 2 million, pilgrims were sitting there to perform. So do you think this is the matter about in Islamic Ummah, the issue that we are facing with?
Yeah.
So don't we have any people who are massacred, for example, in Palestine, in Yemen, in other Muslim countries? Is it the only issue that we are actually stuck in? This is a sort of, as you rightly mentioned, we have to talk about the issues of the Islamic Ummah there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear brothers. And at first, I had the same feedback as my dear brother and me that, there are many ways to show our unity to the world, for example, social media and whatever, but that physical atmosphere that you will experience in that sort of places are something that you cannot replace by any virtual world, I think. And, this conversation just made me to go through a Friday prayers after this, and I want to experience it actually, from the bottom of my heart.
I can give you a joke on this as well. A person asked a person asked an alim and he says, how come, is it possible for me to have a congregational prayer through the TV? the TV is relaying the prayer. I can just, you know, join the prayer with the imam. Mm. So the alim says, why not? You can also put a cloth on your fridge and have a hajj right in your home. It's as simple as that. It's so convenient. Yeah.
That was a nice one. So that was the all the time we have for today's discussion. I wish you, dear listeners, enjoyed our topic of today. Thank you for being with us. And farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Allah. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها أنا